You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Dana Johnson is an associate professor of English at USC in Los Angeles. Her short story collection, Break Any Woman Down, won the Flannery O'Connor Award. And her most recent collection is titled In the Not Quite Dark, again with terrific reviews. Professor Johnson is on the faculty of the Squaw Valley Community of Writers, and she will be at Stories on Stage Sacramento this Friday evening at the Clara Auditorium. She's joining us now by phone. Hi, Professor Johnson. Great to have you on Insight.
Hi. Glad to be on the show. Thank you.
This collection of stories is set mostly in Los Angeles, a big city. You take on big issues. Did you have or do you have adjectives in mind when you think about people reading your work? How do you want them to describe it?
I hope they describe it as truthful, honest. Sometimes when people talk about my work, they say it's unflinching and nuanced. And those are the things I'm hoping my work shows, just that, you know, as a writer, I'm not trying to offer sort of pat answers to the things I'm writing about, but I'm just trying to make people sort of think about certain issues and be very truthful as I can about what I'm writing.
I'm sure you saw the Publisher's Weekly review, which described this latest collection as masterly, morally engaged storytelling. I want to put the name Edward P. Jones out there to you because I know it has great meaning for you. And will you talk about his work and how it shaped one of your stories? I think you tried to write one of your stories in the way that he might write it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of his novel, The Known World, which won the Pulitzer. And what he does is try to examine sort of the legacy of slavery in America through so many varied and different characters, white, black, Native American. And so he uses a omniscient narrator that allows him to sort of dip in to people's heads, travel through time. It's brilliant. And so there's the last story in my collection, the story of Biddy Mason, sort of compares the life of Henry Edward Huntington and Biddy Mason, who was a slave who came to California, freed herself. And so I was contrasting their lives, but I was also trying to talk about the history of Los Angeles in a larger sense, which required a kind of omniscience that Edward P. Jones uses in his work. So I always tell my students, like, what can you steal stylistically from other writers? And so I was really trying to channel Jones. And I think I did it in my own way. He's an incredible writer. You know, I can't write like he does. But some of his techniques allowed me to explore just a big topic with a wide breadth using the omniscience that he uses in his work.
This Friday, there's another story from the collection being presented. It's titled Because That's Just Easier, and we were able to record you reading part of it. So we're going to listen now to the opening paragraphs. This is Dana Johnson.
Their kid was turning weird. She refused to go outside unless she was in a car. Overnight, this seemed to be the case. She didn't want to walk. She didn't want to walk out of the front door of their loft, walk down the hall, get in the elevator, walk out of the elevator, and then walk 10 paces onto the street and out into the world. No, she'd get to the door and dig in, screaming and wailing as if she'd lost her mind. The last thing that used to work to get the child out of the house no longer worked. Cupcakes. That was all it used to take. I bet they have the red velvet today, Frida would say. Come on, sweetie, you're with me. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. But the last time they did that, just 2 days ago, a man wearing a blazer with no shirt lunged at them, muttering something about Jesus and the devil. Devil, he kept saying, devil. When he said it, it sounded like devil. Give me some sugar, he demanded. He was holding on to the waist of his pants, which had a rope as a belt. His black blazer was so dirty that parts of it glistened in the sunlight. Something like lipstick was smeared on his cheeks, and his long hair stood out in the ends so that he looked like some deranged scarecrow. He lunged at them with his big hands, near enough to see the length of the nails and the blackness underneath them, and she jerked Dakota's body against her own. But the man was no longer interested in them. He had suddenly changed course, like some prop monster in a carnival ride. He walked on, muttering, and everyone on the street who saw him walked past him, eyes fixed on other things. In front of their building, Dakota begged to be taken back upstairs. "I don't have any sugar," she wailed, and when Frida tried to calm her down, one of Dakota's bony knees caught her in the chin. Cupcakes were no longer going to cut it.
Dana Johnson reading Because That's Just Easier from her 2016 story collection In the Not Quite Dark. She will be at Stories on Stage Sacramento this Friday. Short story writer Melissa Yancey will be featured this Friday as well. Wow, two powerful short story writers. This is going to be a big event, Dana.
I'm really looking forward to it. Very exciting.
How do you write now for the world we're in? And I know that's a very big question, but we evolve, we hear writing differently, we use language differently. How do you write for now?
That is a tough question. I don't know. I feel like, you know, as artists, writers, our main task is paying attention. And so, you know, there's the art aspect of it, of just sort of trying to write in a way that just suits you as an artist. But I think for me, there's also this idea of wanting to, in some way, make note of the world we're living in now, having some sort of record of that through the fiction, without being didactic or overly political, but just simply the idea that 10 years from now, I would hope that my work would reflect the era in which we're living in some way that's informative. That's just a really important thing for me as a writer.
One more question then. What are you working on now?
I'm working on a novel. You know, it's still rough. I'm in the middle of it, halfway in. And as most writers, I don't like to talk about exactly what I'm writing about, but that's the next project.
I get a bonus question then. How do you know when it's a novel versus a short story?
You just know. I mean, you need more. You know that you need more space. You need just more space to talk about whatever it is that you're trying to write. So something that can't be told in 15 pages.
Is it set in Los Angeles?
No, it's set in the South.
Okay.
Actually.
All right. Yeah. Well, that means a return conversation when the book is released, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Professor Dana Johnson from USC. Her 2016 collection is titled In the Not Quite Dark. She will be at Stories on Stage Sacramento Friday night at the Clara Auditorium. It starts at 7 p.m. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.